Welcome back to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. 7 minutes gone past five. My name is Constance Mega. All right. Well, of course, this time we will talk about the PDP Zoning Committee and its recommendations. And of course, PANDEF, that's the Pan-Niger Delta Forum, kicking against that particular decision. All right. Well, the PDP Zoning Committee has recommended an open race for the party's 2023 presidential ticket. Now, the party's 37-person zoning committee took the decision after their meeting in Abuja. And they... So, yeah, they gave that particular recommendation. Now, in reaction to this, we have the PDP presidential aspirants. Well, before the party came up with, the zoning committee came up with this recommendation, the PDP presidential aspirant, Dele Momodu, he said the PDP should have sorted out the issue of zoning before selling the expression of interest form. Well, let's hear what he actually said. That was... yesterday during a television interview on Arise TV. This is what Mr. Dele Momodu said.
Zoning or no zoning, it's obvious if you've allowed everybody to pick up their forms, we've all paid. So how do you tell me that I'm no longer qualified to contest the primaries when you've collected my money? I read somewhere that Alhaji Atiku Abubakar has already submitted his forms. So are you going to ask him to pull them out? It's not going to happen. And I mentioned this when I purchased my form, that it's like we've put the cart before the horse. What they should have done was to settle the issue of zoning. Then you start selling the forms. That way you avoid the bitter acrimony that we see right now.
Now, there was something else he actually said. He said that some aspirants appear ready to buy the PDP presidential tickets.
Because some people are planning to buy the tickets. I can confirm that. They are planning to do everything and they have the money ready to buy the tickets. But after buying the tickets, does it guarantee that they will win the election? So what I'm doing is not just to get the ticket, it's to guarantee that we can get first-time voters, we can get young Nigerians to come out in their millions and vote for them. Today, those who are saying the North must get the ticket. They are saying it because of the fallacy that they believe only the North can win the election for PDP. It is not true.
All right. So, of course, another PDP presidential aspirant, Samuel Abunwa, this was also in the news. He said that the party's National Executive Committee will consider all options before accepting or rejecting the recommendation of the Zoning Committee. He also said this in an interview, but with our correspondent, Onwara. And he said this following reports that the PDP Zoning Committee recommended an open race for the party's 2023 presidential ticket. Let's hear from him.
For me, they who have made this case, who have spoken so much on zoning and no zoning. If the party, in its wisdom, decides that the best thing to do is not to zone, they must know why they are doing so, and they must believe it's the best interest of the party. If it gets accepted by the NEC, the committee can make its recommendation. If the NEC accepts it, then I want to believe that they believe it's in the best interest of the party, and you must give it to the party leadership. We may not see what they are seeing. For those of us from the southeast, of course, we believe it to be fair to zone it to the south, and then hopefully from the south to the southeast. But you can't be a judge in your case.
All right, so there we have it. Now, Pan-Niger Delta Forum, PANDEF, has kicked against the decision of the PDP Zoning Committee to throw open its presidential ticket. A statement by PANDEF's National Publicity Secretary, Ken Robinson, described the PDP Zoning Committee as awful. And he also said there will be consequences. He said the committee had a script and they have played it out. Interesting. Well, joining me now for this conversation is the National Publicity Secretary of PANDEF, Ken Robinson. He joins me via telephone. You're welcome to the show, Mr. Robinson.
Thank you. Good evening, Nigerian. So let me commend you for the great work you're doing, informing and enlightening our people, bringing up to date situations in the country and in the state to the knowledge of our people. So thank you so much, and thank you for this opportunity.
All right, you're welcome. So this is my first question. How come PANDEF is against this recommendation of the committee? I mean, did you hear the two presidential aspirants and what they had to say concerning no zoning or concerning the recommendation of the committee?
Suddenly, as we said in our statement, some of the things will come what the committee has done. And we have said that the committee's outcome was predictable. It was very evident that this has the direction to be good. Remember the statement by Bala Mohammed back at last year when his committee made the recommendation that the speaker should be open. They simply have adopted the Bala Mohammed committee report. I also remember that Matambula said the DDP should consider winning the election above zoning, either in zone and some zone and game. That was quite important to Southern Nigeria. And of course, I also made a statement saying that APC.
I don't know if it's a network problem, but I can't really hear everything you're saying. Is there a radio set on over there? I can, but there's some kind of distortion somewhere. I'm hearing a sound in the background. Okay, now this is much better. Right.
Okay. All right, so I was saying that what the Governor Tom's committee did was predictable. There have been very clear pointers that that's the direction they will go, and that was the conclusion they will arrive at.
Okay, so... your reaction, if you're saying it was predictable, your reaction sounded almost like it came as a shock to you because of the way your statements went. You called it awful.
Well, yes, we said we are just picking the right words, you know, to be too offensive. But it's unfortunate that that's the way they went. And they have said they have presented their report to the neck of BDP, and we hope that the neck of BDP will allow reason to prevail. Otherwise, what they are saying to us, particularly Pan-Niger Delta Forum, the Southern and Middle Belt Leaders Forum, that is comprising of Shonifere, Oanez Indigo, and the Middle Belt Forum, is that you don't matter. Your inputs are not really necessary. The fact was you made that the presidency of Nigeria is the presidency of Nigeria. It's not whether it is APC or PDP. Some Vice President Atiku Abubakar alluded that the APC was under moral obligation to zone its presidential ticket, but that the PDP is not under any of such obligations. That's not proper. That's self-serving. The presidency, I repeat, is the presidency of Nigeria. Whether it is under APC or PDP is insignificant.
But how... if you're saying the president of Nigeria is not the president of a particular party, is the president also the president of the South alone?
The president of Nigeria is the president of Nigeria. And what we are asking for in the interest of fairness and equity is that there would have been a Northern presidency for 8 years by 2023. And it's proper that the next president of Nigeria comes from Southern Nigeria. Let us not forget that the zoning and rotation of offices, political office in Nigeria, is not new.
Yeah.
It started since independence. That need to balance in a diverse society like this country, we will respect that the way to promote unity and cohesion and national understanding is fair distribution of power. And that is why we see that happen. Today, President Muhammadu Buhari is from the north, his vice president is from southern Nigeria. And that is how it has been to maintain that balance. The presidency has to rotate to southern Nigeria for fairness, for equity, for justice.
So right now, if the party's neck decides against the recommendation and goes ahead to zone, would that make PANDEF happy?
It should make Nigerians happy. It should make even the PDP happy, because that means that they listen and they are patriotic.
So how about those of them who already bought their forms? Dele Momodu expressed that particular concern. He said if people from maybe all the regions now buy the form, and then afterwards you're talking to them about zoning, that wouldn't be fair. So how about them?
It could also be said that the PDP as a party, perhaps for whatever reasons, became unguarded. Otherwise, the proper thing would have been for the state of forms to wait until after the zoning committee has submitted the report and NEC has decided on it before the state of forms would have started. Mm. But they knew what they were doing. It was deliberate. So that people would bring up this kind of narratives and arguments. It's simple. Refund money to those who are from any particular zone that shouldn't have been in the race. Refund their presidential nomination money back to them. You see, nobody owns this country more than anyone. We are not second-class citizens. We are all equal stakeholders in the Nigerian project. And to think that some people think that the disabled people from a particular or a certain section of the country that have the competence and the ability and the capacity to rule Nigeria is very unfair and very quite insulting. We have people in Nigeria from every community across Nigeria, in every local government area, that are competent and capable of being president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, particularly Southern Nigeria.
Hmm. Now, from what you're saying so far, so this is what I'm thinking. This is a party affair, first of all. Shouldn't this just be about the party for now? It's more like you're trying to impose your own decision on a political party.
No, we are not just talking about PDP. We started a Middle Belt Leaders Forum, issued a statement on January 10th after a meeting in Abuja. And then on January 13th, actually, after a meeting in Abuja. And then again, on the 10th of March, we met again in Abuja and issued a follow-up statement. And in the statement, you saw the major political parties in the country. That is the national interest. And what is the national interest? The national interest is the stability, security, and safety of all Nigerians and those who do business in Nigeria, so that people can, you know, freely pursue their enterprises. And it is enterprises that will boost the economy of Nigeria. And so when people are disturbed and livelihoods are destroyed, it affects the economy generally of the country. And so we want a peaceful Nigeria. We want a united Nigeria. And we are saying that the simplest path to that peaceful and united Nigeria is the even distribution of power, is understanding that, look, power belongs to all of us. No particular section in Nigeria has a monopoly of knowledge or capacity or competence. And that after 8 years of President Muhammadu Buhari's presidency, that the next president of Nigeria should come from Southern Nigeria. And let's emphasize the fact here that in a different society where people understand and do things rightly, our argument and our demand should have been unnecessary. It would have been given that after Buhari's presidency, the next president will come from the north, based on political protocols that have been established in the past. Don't forget that after Obasanjo's 8 years in office, there were attempts by some Southern Nigerians to also succeed Obasanjo. And Southern Nigerians said no. And worked with Northern elders and other groups in the north to work together to produce Yet Adua. And of course, the Obasanjo presidency also supported that idea, and governors across the country also worked towards that line, even South governors. And that is what we expect from Northern governors, the Northern elders and leaders and religious leaders of the north and across Nigeria to begin to work together to identify a decent Nigerian from the south that will become the president of Nigeria and will truly be the president of the entire Nigeria and not a section of Nigeria.
Now, before beyond issuing the statement, like you mentioned, what else did PANDEF do to ensure that your message got to the political parties?
We have people in the parties, in both parties, in both the two major parties in the country. In APC, we have our people in those parties, and we have our people in the PDP. And don't forget that this is not just about PANDEF, this is about Afenifera, is about Oanese Indigo, is about the Middle Belt Forum. And some minorities in the Northwest and even in the Northeast, we have people working with us in almost all the 19 states. There are minorities. You won't believe it. There are people in Kebbi State that have been affected and their communities are being decimated and they're being displaced. Perhaps because they're not from a certain ethnic nationality. And so there are people like that across, even in Gombe State, in Borno State, there are people working with us. In fact, the president of the Major Belt Forum is from Borno State. He's from Sibo. And even this morning, we have spoken. And we are supposed to be on a television program in Abuja together. And I've just finished on that program via Zoom. So conversations are going across the country. And we are mobilizing ourselves and our people.
So back to the question I asked earlier. So beyond the statement that PANDEF issued before now, that means there was no other form of conversation with the political parties to ensure that way before now, you made sure that your message got to them and you had that agreement, or more like you were on the same page with them. So that did not happen. It's more like you just issued the statement, and yet the party, especially from what we're seeing from the recommendation from the committee of PDP, still went ahead to give this kind of recommendation.
We're a social-cultural organization, and our powers have limitations. And all we can do is to persuade people, lobby people. We don't have the tool to force people and coerce people.
No, I'm not talking about forcing them. You could have a kind of roundtable discussion of some sort with them. That's why I'm asking if you had something like that happen before now.
No, between this period, there have been no roundtable conversations, but there have been contacts made. And we, as we speak, we are aware of conversations and the discussions that went on during the committee meeting of this PDP committee meeting on zoning. Mm. We know the conversations and the positions that were held by some individuals in that. There are patriotic Nigerians in that committee, we must accept. But when a group of persons are determined to go a particular direction because of certain reasons, and what we can do is to allow them, if that's what PDP wants to do, and of course we have said out the consequences. What we'll do is the consequences, build up the consequences, and ensure that the consequences, they face the consequences.
Okay, you're almost sounding like you're contradicting yourself to me, because on one hand, you're saying you cannot force them, and on the other hand, you're saying consequences. You're a social political group. You are not part of the party. Well, let's go on a break here. When I return, we'll still continue.
Before we go on the break,
In one sentence, can you do that?
One sentence, the contradictions are on the election day. It's not what the party presents that will be accepted by Nigerians.
Okay, we'll be right back.
I've made statements that PDP will lose if they go nuts.
Let's go on a break. Mr. Robinson, please do stay on the line. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance Mega. And, well, of course, the Nigerian Constitution makes mention of federal character and how the government of the Federation must do all within its power to ensure that there is a reflection of federal character to promote national unity and command national loyalty to prevent the predominance of persons from states or regions. And well, of course, on this premise, both the PDP and the APC adopted a zoning formula which would showcase maybe what we would call fairness, justice and equity within the parties. Now, according to the constitution of the PDP, as amended in 2017, Section 7, subsection 3 and C states that the party shall pursue its aims and objectives by adhering to the policy of the rotation and zoning of party and public elective offices in pursuance of the principle of equity, justice and fairness. And of course, this same is said in the APC constitution as amended in 2014 at section 2, section 20, subsection V. It says it requires that in the nomination process for elective office, including that of the president, must take into consideration and uphold the principles of federal character and rotation of office. But then, for the PDP committee today, submitted its reports, it recommended no zoning for its presidential ticket. Now, earlier on, the governor of Benue State, who actually headed that particular committee, I think I would like to find the sound, Governor Samuel Otom, he actually said something concerning this. He said that they considered everything before coming up with the recommendation that they came up with. Let's listen to Governor Samuel Otom.
In the committee's wisdom, we look at it considering the unity of this country, the capacity of the person who will come and be able to deliver on the mandate to make Nigerians be like human beings once again. All these were considered. The zoning and rotation is part of PDP's constitution, and all these were discussed. But I tell you, we were able to resolve on something that we think is best for our party.
Okay, so there you have it. So he made mention of considering, all right, even the zoning and rotation, as of course he also said is in the PDP constitution. So the committee sat down and they deliberated, and he said, we decided to go for what is going to work or what is best for the party. Mr. Ken Robinson, who is the National Secretary of PANDEF, of course, is still here with me for this conversation. Of course, PANDEF has kicked against this particular committee's report. Well, Mr. Ken, I just want to find out from you now, what exactly do you fear might go wrong if the National Executive Council of the PDP decides to adopt the recommendation of the committee?
You know that, okay, let me say that, correct, I'm the National Publicity Secretary of Pan-Niger Delta Forum. I'm also the Acting Coordinator of Southern and Middle Belt Leaders Forum, which comprises, as I said earlier, and the Middle Belt. Now, before people go into a process, evaluations are made, strategies and methods are determined, and those canvassing for open tickets clearly have the impression that a certain part of the country, and which is obvious, will not have 19 states and the FCT, and then the Southern Nigeria has 17 states. That's an established imbalance. So what some consider is that the moment you leave it open, already they have an advantage. And a certain section of the country is disadvantaged. That is what it is. That's what one of the reasons why PANDEF and other groups have been insisting on the structuring of the country, because the present constitution of Nigeria is flawed and is lopsided against Southern Nigeria in many aspects. And so we clearly know that those who were asking for open tickets imagine that they have the numbers, they have an advantage. I repeat, Governor Bala Muhammad of Bauchi State headed a committee initially that also recommended that the PDP ticket should be made open. And the reasons are clear. Is this apparent advantage they have? And so if a southerner and a northerner go into this PDP primary, one person is an advantage and the other person is at disadvantage. You begin to work more to ensure that you get support from some of the northern states to be able to outnumber the northern candidate. And you cannot be 100% certain that all the southern states will also work for southern presidential candidates of southern Nigeria. You know that politics is about interest, and no matter how we talk about it, no matter the consensus across southern Nigeria that power should rotate to southern Nigeria, there are elements, one or two persons that will still go on for a northern candidate, perhaps because they will become vice presidential candidates or one thing or the other. We are all self-centered to some extent, and we can't do anything about that. But we will continue to insist that the right thing should be done. Life is either black or white. There are no color variations. It's either you're here or there. We were in a meeting sometime, and one of our elders told us that his uncle told him at moments like this, you need to be a little bit careful. If you're going to the right, you trafficate left so that people coming behind you don't truly really know where you're going. But for us in Pandas and for us in the Southern and Middle Belt Forum, we are going right and we are trafficating right. There is no pretense about this, that after 8 years of the Northern presidency, the next president of Nigeria should come from Southern Nigeria. And we have said that any political party that does not zone its presidential ticket to Southern Nigeria will work against that party. And those are the consequences that we are talking about. If the PDP goes ahead to say his ticket is open, already the game is biased. There is no level playing field. So we will await the outcome of the presidential primaries of all the parties, and we will assess the choices that are presented to us, and we will work accordingly.
Okay, so that brings me back to the initial question I asked about going to meet these political parties to ensure that that you are all on the same page. All right, if persons in the PDP who are not from the South decide to buy the form and also contest because the party is keeping it open, maybe or perhaps if Pandef had done its homework, we wouldn't have such people coming out.
We have done our own work, conversations. You know, we are elders. We have our leader is going to be 95 in May. The next leader is going to be 94, you know, that's Chief Ayo Adebanjo. And so we have statesmen, elder statesmen, who see and hear what others don't see and hear. And conversations have been going on. I don't need to come on air and mention the meetings that have been held, the persons that we have met with, the people we have consulted. And there are some persons that are desperate. And the desperation and the political immorality being displayed by some political stakeholders, It's quite disappointing. Power comes from God, and no matter how you struggle about it, if it is not your own, it is not your own. Why would one person continue to campaign, contest for an office for 6 times?
Oh, well.
What is the situation for? You don't need to make Nigeria work by being the president. You can support people and processes to make this country work. What Nigeria needs now is a president that will dismantle the nepotic structures that have been put in place and make all Nigerians feel that they belong to this country, bring about cohesion, unity, and stabilize the country. That's what is needed. And we're saying that the starting point is to ensure that there is fairness in the distribution of power. There has been another president by 2023 will be in office for 8 years. It is proper that the next president comes from South Nigeria. And we are saying that it does not matter that the president comes from South, from Southeast, or from Southwest. That's the position of Andes.
So all you're looking for, all what you're asking for, is the person should just be from the South?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get to the phone lines now. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, and 0817-923-0003. When you call in, please remember to turn off your radio set and go straight to the point. Hello?
My name is Constant.
Good evening. Please go on.
Yeah, good evening. This is Boloma. I'm calling you from the local government area.
Look, let me tell you, this thing that this pandas, they're not representing the South. They're not representing the South. They are representing themselves. The last president that the PDP had was from the South. Now, PDP have the right to choose from the North. APC has no right to choose for us, to choose for PDP, that is, you come from the South. No. Goodluck was willing. That is PDP candidate. Very
okay.
Now, you have the right to choose seats from the North. So this is totally open. The people want to grab power, but they want to have power before they do anything. Not by telling us, do this. That person that is.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Well, Mr. Ken Robinson, this is where we actually draw the curtain on this conversation this evening. Thank you so much for being my guest on the show this evening.
Thank you so much. I thought you would allow me to say something about the last comment.
Okay, I'm about to have some persons for an interview. Can you say that in one sentence, please?
The truth is that the presidency is the presidency of Nigeria. And it's not whether it's PDP or APC. It's insignificant. We have the important president for 8 years. The next president of Nigeria shall come from South of Nigeria.
All
and
right.
We shall mobilize Nigeria. That's why the insignificant comments that will come in. To ensure that that's how it goes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.